101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good afternoon. Dazzy in your company, and guess what? I have an amazing show for you today. And if you're just tuning in, this is Beyond the Rock. And what we're talking about is basically Bahamians doing great things abroad, whether they're resident or they live abroad or they've relocated abroad. Just once you're doing something abroad and you're a Bahamian, this is the show where you will be featured. So good afternoon again, everyone. And it's so good to be here. And I really appreciate all the support and the love that you've been sending out to me directly, talking about the show, talking about last week's show when we featured Kemi Jones, the trade attaché that's situated in Geneva at the moment. And I know that you really enjoyed that show. You sent so many comments. You sent so many texts. Let me send out the text line early this time because some of you were very upset about me not doing that in time. So let me do that early. So it's 422-472-4796. So if you want to be a part of this show, you want to text in, you have a question for our amazing guest today, that is how you're going to reach out to us, right? 422-4796. And when you text in, it would be great to let me know where you're texting from. I really enjoy hearing where everyone is and the location that you're actually listening. So if you want to go ahead and share with a friend who wants to tune in as well, we have, if you go on our Guardian Talk Radio website, if you just Google it, it pops right up. There's a stream share that you can go ahead and listen, and you can go ahead and share the link. So don't forget 422-4796 to go ahead and text in. So before we get started, I just need to read this very quickly. And it's that Scotiabank invites you to help them bring big energy for Junior John Canoe. Follow their Instagram page, Scotiabank Bahamas, as they visit participating schools to get our youngsters hyped and ready for the big parade on Thursday, January 25th. Once you log onto the page, hit the follow button and like pics from the school tour. Also, come on and watch the Junior John Canoe Parade from 6 p.m. this Thursday. I'll say it again, 6 p.m. this Thursday, and use the Scotiabank Bahamas IG page to vote for your favorite school as they show up and show out. Feel the energy, celebrate the vibe of Junior John Canoe. Scotiabank, the official bank of Junior John Canoe. So just wanted to go ahead and read that. Please go ahead and support, you know, the children and the adults work extremely hard to give a fantastic show. And I love the fact that this promo keeps reiterating that it's going to be big, right? So this is some high expectations. We expect a big show, and definitely go out and support, you know, let them see the love. And yeah, Scotiabank, kudos to you. Congratulations on being the official bank of Junior John Canoe. That is amazing. And I love to see the support for our young people. So one more time, let me just send out that text number. It's 422-4796. I already see your text. One text that came in so far very quickly. How you could text and you don't know what we're talking about yet, right? I mean, I know you saw the fly, but you're not ready. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your support. Also, if you want some show updates, you can go to Beyond the Rock on Facebook. There is an official page. The other ones are going to be loading shortly, but for now, that is the official page. You can also message me directly on there, Odaz Lightborn. So just go ahead, look it up, and it should all pop up. So today, and I am super excited about this show, let me tell you, okay? The minute I came across this young lady's profile and I read just a little bit, but not too much, right, of what she's been up to, I was so impressed because, you know, sometimes you look at yourself and you think of yourself as a, you know, a particular kind of thing, right? And then you meet someone who is a professional at it. And it gives you just such a new respect for what it is that they're doing because, you know, this is incredible. I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a second. But this is a show that you're definitely not going to want to miss because I'm going to pick her brain live on air and get some tips and tricks for us as well who want to live this same lifestyle. And Texter, I see your text already, and we're going to get to that, right? And some of y'all, boy, I tell you, let me just say this before I start. Ladies and gentlemen of the Bahamas, when I posted this flyer and this promo for this show, I got so many questions that were very specific, and I will address them, right? So don't text her threatening me already, but you better ask her. I will ask her. You know, I'm going to do the people's bidding, and I'm sure she will oblige. She don't have to oblige, right? The door isn't locked in here. She could... I think she parked close to the door, right? The producer can help close the door in, though, if she tries that. But yeah, I'm sure she's going to oblige your questions. So I'm super excited about today's show. If you want to go ahead and support and sponsor the show, I know that one or two of you did have questions about that as well. Reach out to me directly. The best way is actually on Facebook, on the Beyond the Rock page, or you can visit www.gorockstardigital.com. Or if you want to send an email, it's hello@gorockstardigital.com. And you can go ahead and send an inquiry. We can send you a package and we can get you featured. So let me just read this text, one of them, very quickly. So it says, "Hi, Dazzy. Good to hear you back. You know the question that I have. I'm the lady that bumped into you yesterday when you were in the plaza." Yes. I have noted your question, and I will take care of that. And then we have another text here. Let me read this quickly. "Hey, Dazzy, listening all the way from Prince Charles in traffic, loving the show." Well, Prince Charles is pretty far, right? Listen, don't text and drive, please. Let me just say that, because that highway is treacherous, and I pray every time I'm on there. So please be careful. So you're hearing. So, okay, I'm going to let her introduce herself and give you her name. You would have seen the flyers. You would have seen what she's going on. I don't see no souvenirs in studio, but that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. So please introduce yourself. Let the Bahamian public know who you are, because this is someone, ladies and gentlemen, who has visited over 100 countries on this planet, believe it or not, right? Over 100. It's an unfathomable number, right? Over 100. And some of you scared to go. Anyhow, so we're going to get right to it. Please introduce yourself to the Bahamian public. Thank you so much for coming. I'm really excited about this show.
Thank you, Dazzy. I'm excited also. I love the energy and I love talking about things that I'm passionate about, and I'm passionate about travel. So my name is Eustacia Marie Jennings, but you'll just call me Stacy for tonight.
Stacy.
Just Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy's fine. Right. Yes.
And, you know, people call me a travel addict. I'm a world traveler.
Yes.
I'm more than just
world traveler. World traveler, CEO.
CEO of my own company.
Yes.
CEO. I have several companies, actually. I'm an environmental health and safety professional. That's why I was like, yeah, safety first.
No, absolutely.
Driving.
Yes.
All that sorts of stuff.
Absolutely.
I am a daughter. I am a aunt. I love my two little nieces. Family is very important to me. I have great friends. You know, I love my church. I'm part of nonprofit organizations. I am just, you know, trying to live my life abundantly in all areas. And travel is one of those areas that I am passionate about, and that is just a part of who I am.
I absolutely love it, because I already had someone that sent, and I didn't read the text yet, but it said, it sounds like you go from the airport back to the airport, right? So I love that you're giving so much context and background, because it's like, no, she does have a life outside of this, right? Yes. She's a CEO, right? She's a involved family member. So she's just not packing her bag constantly and out of the country, right? And she's physically in here, right? So she touches the Bahamas at least, you know, Nassau at least once or twice. So let's get right into it. I want you to give us a little bit of a background. How did this whole 100 plus countries, and some of the countries, are you even going to go, the ones that are not like officially recognized? We can get into that as well. But how did this start? What made you decide, you know, I'm going to do 100 countries, right? How did this all begin?
It's not really I'm going to do 100 countries. Actually, I want to do all the countries in the world.
All of the countries in the world.
Not all. Like, I'm not really too hot about North Korea.
I was just going to ask. Well, you know I was going to ask.
I'm still on the fence about
Antarctica. What about Russia?
And Russia. Actually, Russia is beautiful. They have some really beautiful buildings. And
I don't mind Russia.
Yeah, I really want to see it. But because it's kind of controversial
right
now, and I'm still in my feelings, because I actually was in Ukraine a couple of months before the war started.
Oh.
And so I'm so privileged and blessed that, well, of course, I was in there when it started, and then also that I got to see it in its beautiful state. And even when I was there, I was just surprised at how their history of how war-torn they were and how they had rebuilt to what they were now.
Oh my.
And now they're going to have to do that all over again.
Right.
And you know, it was just a beautiful country. Like, yes, they have Michael as the archangel, you know, as one of their primary, and, you know, and a lot of churches. I was surprised by the many churches that they had, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a couple of months before Russia decided to blow it up. And I was like, at least I got to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I got to see it. I have the pictures. I have the videos. That was, I mean, that hurt me, you know.
Yeah,
I still worry about my tour guide and some of the other persons I met there, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I understand.
But yeah.
So it didn't start off, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it didn't start off as I wanted, like 100 countries.
Right.
And that's what are some of the things I want to talk about.
Right.
When I make goals, you know, I have these big, lofty goals and plans, but I try to have medium milestones because then you get discouraged after a while, right?
Oh, I love
that. My goal is to visit all the countries in the world, yes, but when's that going to happen, really? So I had different milestones. So I had a 50th milestone and I celebrated that. I was in Boracay, Philippines. That's the picture with me in the mermaid flip suit and all that.
Lovely, mermaid tail.
And everything. And then the next milestone was 100. So I set that as another milestone. I was 40 at the time. So I was like, okay, I could do 100 by, you know, another 50 by age 50, like 10 years, give myself 10 years. Because I wasn't traveling intensively then. So I could do 5 countries a year for 10 years. That's 50 countries, like literally. And I was like, but then I started traveling more, minus COVID. And I was like, oh, I could get to this even faster. Okay, let's do this then.
So I actually do have a text that came in that had a question.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, hi, Dazzy, loving the show. Welcome back. Please ask your guest if COVID had any impact on her travels or did she manage to slip by while the rest of us were at home? So that is the question.
I wish. Yeah. No, I was locked down just like the rest of y'all.
Now, come on, Texas. What special privileges?
I almost lost my mind, but I didn't.
Right.
I was actually at peace. I think that was God's way of slowing me down. And the good thing is I'm in COVID, but I'm in one of the most beautiful countries in the world. I always said I live where you vacation.
Right.
Hashtag paradise.
So you managed to be here for the pandemic.
I was home for the whole pandemic. I live here. I have a... I'm here most of the time. This is my home base.
Right.
So I was here and, you know, except for the lockdown, I was able to go to like the beach, you know, except when we couldn't. And I walked. COVID was great for me. I thrived in COVID. I lost like 25 pounds. I lost my job, but that was like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
Because they gave me all this money as severance. And I was like, woo, I've been quitting jobs all my life and I could have been getting all this money.
Listen.
And I took that money and I put that in my company because I had already started to build my company a little bit. And that was just the push I needed. God really just gave me that push. And it was like, oh, I put some of it in my company because I have a formula that I live by.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that. It's 25%. I live on 25%. I give 25%. I save 25%. And travel is 25%.
Excellent. Because that question kept coming up. And because you're touching it, let me just go straight into it.
Yeah.
So I have
the elephant in the room.
Is the elephant in the room. You know, we're going to touch the elephant right now. So I have 3 texts so far about this. So the first text says, hi, Dazzy. Ask your guest how she's funding these travels. The second text is, didn't I tell you not to have this show? I don't need my girlfriend to get any ideas about traveling from this lady. And then the third text said, dear God, I see what you have done for others. Please do that for me, right?
Yes.
And so the elephant in the room and the questions that I got actually in my inbox, I was very surprised. People wanted to know how you were funding this, like how they wanted to know, is there some, you know, Hugh Hefner in the background?
I know, right?
Just sending a check every month, you
some
know,
sugar daddy, some trust fund,
What's happening, right?
I wish.
So how are you funding it? That's what they want to know. And let's talk about the cost of travel, I guess, in there as well, because a lot of times, and I'll just run back to a story that I had in mind. I was supposed to go somewhere, and I called a friend of mine. I said, hey, why don't you go with me? You know, it's going to be a quick trip. I'll be right back. And she said, well, I can't afford to go. And I was like, well, do you know how much it costs? And she gave me a figure. And I was like, absolutely not. The ticket is, and I gave her the figure. I said, the hotel is this. And literally, it's less than 25% of the figure that you just gave, right? And so a lot of times we put these mental barriers up that we're not 100% sure of what they actually will be when we go to do the thing. So I want you to talk a little bit about the cost of travel, right? And how sometimes people think it's more prohibitive than it actually is, especially if you're in certain territories. So I want you to just talk a little bit about that. So tell us about a little bit about your planning and your budgeting for travel. Are you staying at like Ritz-Carlton's? And, you know, are you, do you have a must have, you must have an infinity pool and a certain thread count, only blue M&Ms. Like, what? How is your travel lifestyle? Tell us a little bit about that.
So budget, budget is the key word. Right. I'm big on budgeting and finances and making sure I account for every penny. I don't believe in going in debt for traveling or anything much.
You're stepping on some toes.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's just my preference and lifestyle. I will preference by, telling people I am single. I don't have any kids. I have a dog. That's my greatest expense.
Okay.
And I have to find a pet sitter for her every time I travel sometimes. Yes. So I've had her for 17 years.
Oh.
And she's been all over. She's probably been more places than most humans.
Yeah.
she's lived in four different countries. Yes. She travels. Like, we're about to go on the boat tomorrow to go back to Andres. That's a life. But budgeting. And I always start with my budget. I start with a yearly travel budget, and then I see how many trips I can get out of that. And I do budget traveling for the most part. I don't ball out.
Right.
I'm very, I try to be a good steward of my money. And so I start with my budget. Airline tickets, I try to find deals. I use a lot of points. I use my credit card. I do use my credit cards because I have credit cards with airlines and other things, so I can accumulate points.
Okay.
And I use it for everyday things, and then I pay it off, right? And so I get a lot of points, and I've had so many free tickets from that. I use them sometimes for hotel stays. Like, I was in the Maldives, and I wanted to stay in an overwater bungalow, but there was no way I was paying $2,000 a night.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't doing it. Even if I had the money, I wasn't doing it.
You wasn't going
to
do it.
I wasn't doing it. But I had some points, and I was able to use it to have that experience without tapping into my bank account. So things like that I would do. And so I do budget traveling. Like, I don't have to have high-end or name brand hotels. Once it's clean, once it's safe, there's no bed bugs. Like, I had an issue in Colombia.
I thought you were going to refer to Paris.
No, I was in Colombia one time, and the hotel I checked in had bed bugs, and it was awful. It was like 12 midnight, and I ended up like literally walking the streets of Cartagena, like trying to find a new hotel.
What?
That was one of the most scariest things.
That is scary.
And that's Colombia, eh?
Right.
And that is just like, what are you doing? Like, in hindsight, I'm like,
no habla español.
My mommy and daddy, they always praying for me. And my God rest his soul, my grandmother who lived to 101. I'm covered by their prayers.
I added you to my prayer list. When I saw your what you've done and your intentions, I was like, oh, she's going on it for sure.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, budgeting. And I look at my travel. I keep spreadsheets. I have my budget, and then I track every penny I spend on my trips for my actual spending. And I see, and most of my trips, I almost always come under budget. And if coming down to the end of my trips, I see that I'm going to be under budget, then I will like, okay, I could ball out a little bit, for like one night or something, or two nights or something like that.
Moderation.
But it's always about the budget. And I try to stay in my budget in all aspects of my life. And especially with travel, because I want to get in as many countries as I could. Like, when I lived in Asia,
which part?
Cheap. I lived in Hong Kong.
Right.
So I was teaching abroad there.
Awesome.
In a school. Right. And it didn't end so well, but I still stayed, and I traveled all over. I'm already all the way over here. I ain't gonna end up on locked up abroad, because these crazy Asian kids, that wasn't working at all.
That's a whole other show.
Woo! That is a whole other show. So I used that opportunity to travel all through Asia. I went to like 16 different countries in a couple of months. And then when my money was running low, I was like, okay, I can go back home now.
Right.
And that's what I did. Because it was so cheap to just hop around to different countries. My home base was still Hong Kong. I had a friend from college that lived there with a family, and I crashed there, and just changed up my suitcase, and then went back on the road again. And I just traveled all through Asia. And it's so much cheaper that way. And it's, less taxing on my body, flying across the Atlantic. And that's kind of what I really want to do with Africa. Like, this year is supposed to be my year. And I've been putting Africa because I want to do it justice. Like, I don't want to just go and visit. I really want to be immersed in the culture. And I want to, and I'll be TMI. So he's like, you haven't been to much of Africa, no. So I had this African ex-boyfriend who weighs like 12.
Oh, I like the direction of this show. Let me tell you, because my part two of this type of show is, let's go. Let's dig in, shall we? Do tell.
I can see my mommy texting me right now. Oh my gosh.
Mom, don't text. Wait till we're done with the tea. Okay. So let us, we have the pictures right in here. Let's go.
Oh my goodness. So I had Africa, and he... it did not well in like 12 years of my life.
Which part?
He's from Zimbabwe, but okay. It's not. I was mad at the whole continent.
Oh,
the whole
the
continent.
Whole continent?
The whole continent, Dazi. Like, I couldn't even wear my
from African, west to south.
All, except Northern Africa, because you know they're a little more.
Right,
Arab,
they a little
like,
more, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you look in black and you sounding like him and just turn my spirit every time I see one of them, I'd be like.
So you even mad at a plate of jollof rice.
Listen,
the innocent jollof rice.
Listen, I couldn't do it.
Innocent.
I had all my African clothes in the closet. I wear them for years. Just looking at them, I almost burned them. Girl, waste all my good years and eggs.
Right.
So anyway, so yeah, I couldn't bring, because I knew I couldn't go there and really enjoy myself.
Understood.
You know, because a lot of who I am and, you know, my history and just the nature of what went down.
Yes.
You know, and how it did. And so I want to make sure I could go with a clean heart, clear spirit, and be able to really enjoy it.
Right.
And I think I'm at that place now.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm ready. I'm like, I'm healed enough now. I'm ready.
So let's talk a little bit about Africa. One of my, a spot that I definitely, well, I have two spots that I must visit, right? Mm. Very, very soon. One of them is actually Kenya, because I want to see the giraffes. I think they are the cutest things. It's like, they're adorable, right?
They
I must see them, right? Giraffe man or all of that.
Mm.
And then another one is Ghana, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your tour or what you're going to do on the continent. Like, which are going to be the must-sees for you? Are you going to see all of them?
Because some of them
are like, you know.
I know.
Chalice prayer list. You know what? I'm going to recruit other people. I have a friend, and she's a part of a prayer group. We're going to add your name to that.
Because
some of the countries, you know, I would skip, right?
Right.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
So what is your plan for Africa?
That's the thing. I don't really have a plan on how to attack it as yet.
Okay.
I want my plan to be. I want to actually do a DNA test. You know, the ancestry.
To see where
my roots kind of are, and you know,
tell
that
me from
thing.
Nigeria.
You already know, wait.
Read us where
we're
from.
Man. You know, some of my people, you know, they say everybody, you know, just where the boat drop off. And you know, just like me and you, some of our ancestors are from Turks and Caicos.
Right.
And my
grandfather,
the
house for sure.
Right.
You
go.
Yeah.
And my grandfather, his mother was from Dominican Republic. She was kind of Indian. And so I'm really excited to see what that, you know, and then on my mom's side, I had a great grandmom who was a white woman with blue eyes.
Right.
So
right.
You know, I really want to see this mixture and see, and then explore those. You know, that's one of the reasons why I went and I lived in Turks and Caicos for 3.5 years. You know, my dad's from there and I got my British passport, which is a big plus.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to be good on that. Just having two passports, it helps. So I don't have to change passports as often.
Right.
And then I was able to get global entry, which helps at the airport and TSA pre-check.
Yes.
Because as a traveler, listen, and if you're traveling with me and you don't got TSA pre-check, I can see you at the gate.
Right. I was about to ask.
I ain't standing no line. And I ain't got to take off no shoes and take my laptop with the bag.
And get shouted out.
No, go take in the box, USCBP, none of that. You know, just scan my face and walk on through.
Right.
It's a blessing. Trust me. It's such a blessing. It was worth it. But yeah, just going back to my roots, and that's, you know, part from Turks and Caicos, that heritage.
Right.
And that's what I want to do in Africa. I want to explore those things. And I love African culture. I love the clothes. Like half of my closet, well, not half, maybe a third is African clothes and prints.
Inspired
and,
by the
spirit. You know, I love the color. I love the vibrancy. And, you know, that connection they talk about with Junkanoo.
Yes.
And all that.
So I want to get me.
I want to see all of that. And I, like, some of my best friends are still African, you know, from Africa who I met in college.
Well, at least you didn't cut off the whole.
No, I didn't cut them off. And, you know, one of my best friends, I met him through her, and I was just like, she's like, but I told you. I said, yeah, you did tell me.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah. No, that is,
and I was just like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Whew,
yeah, Dazi. Understood. Yeah. No, I love your roots in Provo, because I actually grew up in Provo. I came here when I was in the third grade, right?
Oh, wow.
And
awesome.
So my impression of the Bahamas or Nassau at first, because I remember my mom telling me, you know, you have to learn the national anthem. You know, you got to learn this. And I remember kids like teasing me for my accent. I was in the third grade, right? So a lot of my introduction, and I had some memories of it before I left. But, you know, your formative years are spent somewhere else. And then you come in, you see it from a completely different perspective, you know.
Right.
So I love that you are going to trace like a lot of your ancestry and, you know, kind of follow that lineage to see which parts of you make up parts of you.
Right.
I think that's amazing. And you talked a little bit about, and I see your text. I am going to read them, I promise. 4224796. Because I see I'm getting double texted now, right? Did you read my... No, just give us 1 second. We're going to get right to it. I promise you so much. 422-4796, 422-4796. So here's the thing. You talked about if you're traveling with someone. So are you predominantly a solo traveler or are you one of those girls' trips kind of girls?
Mm-mm, no girls' trips. My last and only girls' trip almost ended up.
So you
friendship.
Gotta at least hesitate.
No.
I
even ain't gotta think about that one. Dazzy, it ain't for me. I know what's for me and that is not.
The girls' trips for is a me. No.
It's a no.
Solo traveler.
I tried. Listen, Dazzy, I tried. Even my last trip,
You tried.
I'm sure you watch anyway. I took my best friend. We've been best friends for like 15 years.
Right.
Like, well, he's been my best friend, my good friend.
Right.
And that almost ended our friendship. Like, right. I still have my feelings
things
about some things on
still.
That trip. It's, right. Yeah, I just unblocked him today.
Right.
So he can listen to this show and he can hear it. Like, I literally...
No, but travel. They said you want to know someone.
Listen,
travel or live with them, But I found travel is better than living because living takes quite a while for certain things to surface.
Right.
But let me tell you, because I lost a friendship over a trip as well.
Listen,
when you travel
sorrows
with someone,
and
you get to
sorrows,
prayers. You get to see how they are under duress.
Mm.
You get to see them under stressful situations because, you know, something strange always happens when you travel.
Yes.
You get to see, you know, their level of patience. You get to see their amicability. You get to see how they are when they're hungry,
mm-hmm.
when they're tired,
sleepy, hungry. And I wasn't the best.
Change of plans.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of times, you know, if your nerves are not the best, mm-hmm. having someone on the trip,
right.
that will show that very quickly. So I think that is hilarious that you said you have to go solo because you can only manage you.
Yes.
You can't manage.
I can. And then it threw me off my game, right? Because I'm used to having everything under control and not having to worry about anything. But then when he started, you know, doing stuff, I started to like take my eyes off the ball and then things started to fall apart. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
You got
to
rein this back in.
I was like, okay, this is not me. Okay, get a grip. Itinerary, let's get back on schedule, you know, because that's how I like a budget, itinerary, everything planned out every day. I mean,
type A personality.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, I email it to you. Did you read it? You didn't read it? You don't know what we're doing today.
Right, because like, your deliver receipt did not say red, right? Are you one of those, right?
Listen, girl, that is irk me. I'm like, I see you on your phone and you still ain't read it? Like, what you doing? Like, don't get me started. Please don't get me started. don't.
So I have a text. So the text says, please ask your guest if she offers any travel booking services as well.
I don't as yet.
Okay.
It's not something because I know what I like.
Right.
And I don't want that pressure on me and book it for someone. You may not like that. You know what I mean? Like,
this is true.
I believe in, you know, your travel experience being unique to you. And
right.
for that to be so, you really have to know the person. You can't assume everybody's
not
like.
It's a very intimate business, you know.
It is
people
very
don't
intimate.
Understand.
And it's very time consuming and everything. And I'm really focused on my other businesses right now. And for me, travel is fun. That's a hobby. I don't really want to make it into a job. And so it's hard for me to even put a price tag on that. So I'll give out free advice and so people to say, you know, charge for it. And then I have to monetize it. And then I have to
it
keep
takes
up
in a different
stuff.
Direction.
It takes in a whole different direction that I'm not ready for it to go. Now, if God leads it that way and he opens up doors and he shows me an easier way of doing it where it doesn't take away from my other purposes, you know, and I can see that, then I can move in that direction.
Right.
But I'm very purpose oriented and intentional with things.
Right.
And that's not where he is guiding me right now and the areas that I'm in. And so if he opens the door, that's fine. Like I have my best friend, Vanessa Clark, God rest her soul. She always used to say,
yes,
and she wrote
God
about
rest
me
her soul.
In her book, you know, about how I celebrate life and everything. And she's like, you need to write this book, you know, because she called me when she got
Absolutely.
Sick. She was like,
I'm going to take up the calls from her.
I know.
You got to write this book. Absolutely.
She was
Let's
like,
start
I'm
now.
Sitting here typing with my two fingers. You need to write this book. And she would write about me in her book, you know, and stuff. And I was just like, it hasn't been dropped into my spirit yet. Like what angle to take? Because there's so many books out there in travel. Like,
there are.
You know, what is the mean? My thing is, if I can't clearly say my why, I'm not doing it.
So I would just say this very quickly, and this is as someone who, because before we go to the break, and on the other side of the break, I just want to say that we're going to get into more tips. We're going to get into more actual details of your trips, because I have one or two texts asking, you know, what was the most memorable country, things like that, right? So we're going to get into that on the other side of the break for sure. But here's the thing. So for things like writing, I will say, because I write a lot, sometimes you just have to start and look at the blank page, and then it will fill in, and have no pressure on yourself for writing. Because if you read Russian literature, like Dostoevsky and those, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correct, but literally after reading those books, you have to stare at the ceiling for like an hour, right? So there's no way to fail. I know it's going to be amazing. There's no way you could be like a Frank, you know, Kotz or any of those, right? So please just try, you know, you start with the little one sentence. You do your little prompt. And so I'm gonna be on you. We're gonna be looking for this book. And if you don't want to do a book, then you have to do like a blueprint or a guide, right?
Right. Which and that's why I want to start with. Yeah. If I can find that and I can fill in
25 pager, you know, and I could something fill modest.
That in. I could do that because I have lots of stories and I use like Facebook. I chronolog everything and journal everything and a lot of pictures. You know, yes. Because my memory is actually kind of bad. Pictures jog. That's why I take a lot of pictures.
Right.
You know.
So you could go ahead and capture. Yes.
And then Facebook. You know, I catalog everything. I go live all the time and I really document my trips Wonderful. In detail on my Facebook. And only my friends are on my Facebook page and people who I know. Because it's so personal and intimate for me and for safety reasons when I share my travels. I do share it on Instagram later, but not as in much detail. And I don't
go live, so you do like some real time sharing as well.
Oh, a lot. Like okay. live. Like
yeah, that can be a bit.
It's
yeah.
a lot. Okay. But it's my people come to know me for that. And even right. my friends and my friend, like my mom, if I don't go live for a couple of days, she's like, you okay? I haven't seen you go
she's
live.
She's ready to call. Yeah. She's ready to call the authorities. Right.
That's another thing is I need to know where to find the body.
Right. So she's putting out an EPB, right? She's definitely, no, I understand.
She just want to make sure I'm okay, you know, and that's how I check in, you know, and make okay. sure. And I tell people I'm by myself, but sometimes because, you know, I have my people online and I'm right. chatting with my friends and stuff. I don't feel like alone or whatever the case
right,
may be.
Right.
And so yeah, but the book it's a thought. It's out there in the atmosphere.
Okay. Well, we're gonna call that in. So we're gonna take a quick break. And on the other side, we are going to ask Stacy a little bit more, like I said, about her tips for travel. We're gonna ask her, you know, what was like a memorable country? And I see your text. Please go ahead and continue to send them in. 422-4796, 422-4796. Send in your text. I will read it 100%. 422-4796, 422-4796. And if you're just tuning in, I am your host, Dazzy, and I'm speaking with Stacy. And she has done over 100 plus countries around the world. A Bahamian who is a travel addict, a CEO, right? And we are talking to her and we're getting a lot of information about how you could do the same if you so desire. Or if you want to live vicariously through her, which a lot of people would prefer, mm-hmm. We're going to get all that information today. So we're going to go to a quick break. And on the other side, we're going to have some more conversations. So text us in the meantime, 422-4796.
All black up yesterday.
But she say she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
It's that time of year. Time for the Guardian Media Group's annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair at the Mall at Marathon, Saturday, March 2nd.
Starting at 10 a.m.,
admission is totally free. Games, prizes, samples, and surprises are free. So, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring grandma and the baby, and come and receive free health screening, new product info, and sound financial advice. It's the annual Nassau Guardian Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, happening Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall at Marathon. Join the movement.
We are back. We are back. Guess what? You are tuned into Beyond the Rock. I am your host, Dazzy, and we are having such a good time in studio. I wish you could hear the off-air conversations as well, but you can't, right? You cannot.
No.
It is just too exciting, right, for this slot. But we're having a great time in studio. Please go ahead and text us, 422-4796. I see your text. I promise I'm going to read them. All of them. And one of them I'm going to have to reword, but I will read it, right? So 4224796. In studio, I have Stacy. She is a Bahamian that is amazing. She's a world traveler. She's been to over 100 countries. She plans to visit every single country on this planet with the exception of, what was the word?
North Korea.
Give them a chance.
I can give them a chance. I don't know. They said they just opened up to like Russia. But
yeah, see if you could petition and they'll escort you around with the fake people.
I know. And then, I ain't all that. I good for now.
You can't go live.
I can leave them for 195 and 196 or
something. You can just look over the border, right?
Yeah. I was in South Korea. I was close to them. Right. Okay.
Just look over the border. Yeah. Yeah, see them. So yeah, we are talking to Stacy. She is, you know, an amazing Bahamian. Like I said, CEO, world traveler, and yeah, we're getting a lot into the tips and tricks about if you want to do the same. And let me read some of your texts. So we get the text out of the way very quickly. So this first one says, hi, can you please ask your guest which was her favorite or most memorable country that she visited? So yeah, you go ahead and answer that.
Yeah, so
which one?
Bhutan. So
Bhutan. I did not see that coming.
No, and people, I didn't even know about this country until like 2 years ago when my cousin mentioned it to me. I just threw it out on Facebook. I was like, where do you think y'all want me to go? And my cousin was like, Bhutan. I was like, Bhutan, where is that? I had to Google it. I literally had to Google it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I like this. This is cool.
Okay.
Let me see if I could incorporate this into one
Bhutan?
Of my...
So where's Bhutan? If someone had to throw a dart on the
world map. Somewhere just aim towards India, but a little further up north and to the east a little bit. And that's Bhutan.
Bhutan.
It's, yeah. So I was doing India anyway for my 45th birthday.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Okay.
It was so amazing. And I did not get the Delhi belly because I was careful about what I'm a foodie. Like, hashtag eat my way around the world. Okay. But I was a little apprehensive.
Because my decency left when you...
Listen, them videos and street food things. Child, I saw it. And I was like, ooh, no.
Right.
No, child. We was eating in restaurants and, you know, that kind of thing. And the food was really good. And even the spices started to get to me a little bit.
Right.
But, yeah.
We have some listeners, by the way, that are actually from India. They are domiciled in the U.S., but they are listening and tuned in. Hi, everyone.
I had to ask.
Right.
Yeah, I loved it. And I brought in my 45th birthday at the Taj Mahal dressed in my whole Indian regal. And, you know, looking at me. Like, I had people following me and taking videos and stuff because they thought I was a real, like, queen or something like that. My tour guide said.
Love that.
Because I looked like that. And
regal.
And I was like, but some of them darker than me. I was like, y'all staring at y'all darker than me, though. I was like, they're like, oh, it's the hair. And I had some crochet braids in my hair and stuff like that.
Yeah, because their complexions range based on the region they're from. Because I have some friends, they're fairer than, you know, everything else. And then others, they have more melanin
than
I do.
That's what I said.
So yeah, you're absolutely correct.
You know, so I started videoing them. You know, and sometimes it got a little scary and creepy when the men started staring at me.
I've heard that the men are very intense, right?
And it was like, I always had my tour guide next to me.
Good.
And I wasn't moving around without him at all. And he was really great about it. And I had him for my whole Indian tour, the whole 7 days.
Wonderful.
Going around. And so that was great. So yeah, so I flew from India to Nepal.
Okay.
Ended up in the ER in Nepal.
Ooh.
So
what happened there?
So it's not even a great, even a big story. I pulled my back.
I pulled my back
with my luggage. It was too heavy because they allowed you 70 pounds. I was like, oh, I'm going to put 70 pounds on this bag. And then I went to lift and I was like, oh, I can't lift 70 pounds though. And I pulled my back and I couldn't move for like a day or two.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, there goes my dreams of climbing Mount Everest. I never was climbing it anyway.
Please do not.
because I don't like how the what the markers are. Thank
so
you.
I was like, okay. So Nepal, you know, it got better. I was on drugs and painkillers and with my, right. my cane. And so from Nepal, we flew to Bhutan, and it okay. was the most beautiful flight.
When you
ever.
Say beautiful, meaning that it we was a very safe flight or the
no,
scenery?
No, the scenery. The it wasn't scenery. A safe flight. It was because okay. we flew over the Himalayas, and you had a view of Mount Everest
Ooh,
and all those mountains. It was so amazing. I was like, and we had this female pilot. So the runway in Bhutan, only uh-huh. like 20 pilots can even are certified to land on that runway.
Wow.
Because of the approach through the Himalayas mountains and the wind and all that sort of stuff. It's like one of the most dangerous runways in the world.
Really?
And it's a very short runway too.
Okay.
So only two airlines even fly there.
Mm.
And only 20 pilots are allowed to land
allowed.
There.
Right.
But it's so worth it. And then they have a $200 sustainable development fee per night.
Sustainable
for
development. So I know about Bhutan, not okay. in detail.
Right.
But I actually read that. And I remember just being amazed
mm-hmm.
at the gall and the confidence, right? To charge that.
Yes. Right. It's intentional. They want yeah. to limit the amount of tourists that
yes.
come there. Because they just opened up to tourists like in 1970s or something like that anyway.
Right.
And then they used to limit, you know, had a limit on the number of persons that could come in, quota. And before COVID, because I had the trip plan before COVID and it didn't happen. And then it was $200 a night. And that included your guide, your visa and everything. And then
yes.
after COVID, they changed up stuff. And it was just $200 just for sustainable development. You
Ooh.
Still had to pay for your visa.
Ooh.
And then you have to have a certified guide with you
and driver.
Ooh. So that's an extra like $200 a night. And then you still have to find your own hotel.
Wow.
And the hotels were like, ugh.
Yeah.
And the nicer ones were like really expensive.
Right.
But I only could afford to stay there for 3 days.
Yeah.
But it was so worth it. It
right.
was worth every penny. Like they measure gross national happiness instead of gross domestic product.
Love that.
Like that is their country's yardstick on how well they're doing. And so it incorporates financial, but it also focuses on the environment. They're big on the environment and they're saving like, I think 75% of their forests. And then their culture, everyone's in their native dress. In the
love
food
it.
Store, at school, along the street.
That is how you,
it's
I love
like,
that.
I loved it. And I got to try on a native dress. They had one in my hotel room and the lady came and dressed me and I went to dinner in it. And it was
love
just,
it.
I loved it. And then their religion, they're a Buddhist country.
Yeah.
So they're all about, they're very prayerful. Their prayer flags all over the place. The scary ones were along the mountains where someone may have gone over a cliff. Like those
Ooh.
Were like, yeah, I was like,
yes.
yeah, because they have like cows just in the middle of the road.
Yeah,
right?
just
and
milling.
You going around these mountains. Like I'm telling you, like we drove all around and I was holding on and praying
okay,
the whole
so,
ride.
Yeah, I'm not going to do Bhutan. So I actually had a mountain experience.
Oh.
Within the last 3 years.
Oh, my.
And let me just say that seeing the photos, and I know she's listening right now. Seeing the photos and actually experiencing going up the mountains in the fog and the clouds, very different
yeah.
from what you see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually being in the moment. And I was horrified. Like, I can't even imagine. And that's with, like, handrails and... You know, all of it, right?
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine. But once you get to a certain altitude, like, it's just, it is surreal, right?
It
you
is.
Feel like you're not even on Earth anymore.
You're not. You're in the clouds. You're
right.
literally in the clouds. Like, my first mountaintop experience was probably Jamaica, and I wasn't even that high.
Right.
Because, and that's why I told the people in the Bahamas, like, we are a flat country. You
we
know,
are.
I'm not used to, when I saw my first mountains, I was just like, when I went to Canada and I moved to Canada,
right.
my school was actually on Mount Royal in Canada, in
right.
Montreal, right? That's
okay.
where my dorm was. And
yes.
I had to walk up this mountain every day. So I didn't have appreciation for it at all. I was just mad. I had to walk up this mountain for my dorms like every single day. I lost a lot of weight.
That's a wilderness experience.
But yeah. And so, you know, and then I actually, one time, twice, I rented a car in a mountainous area. I did Yellowstone National Park and that kind of thing by myself. Well, I was supposed to pick up my girlfriend and she backed out. And I was like, I'm still going anyway.
Yeah.
Drove by myself.
Do it.
My thing is not safe because I like to sightsee. And I want to take pictures and I want to get in the sight, but I need to keep my eye on the road. So it's a safety hazard. It's like...
So let me tell you, right? So you don't have kids. I have kids, right?
Right.
So I am like losing it, right? And the kids are like... Are we there yet? This is taking a long time. I'm like, listen, I am trying to keep us alive with right? my prayers. Right?
Exactly. It's like,
please do not right now. Mm-hmm. Don't do this right now, right? So, you know, kudos to you for just, I mean, I love your commitment, right? Yeah. Because you say a mountain and I'm out. Yeah. Like, I'm...
Oh, my.
I can't do it. That is not for me, right? And I was a little disappointed because, you know, I envision myself. But yeah, that scenery, mm-hmm. that's just, I will admire it from,
oh, wow,
you know, vantage afar. Point that, yeah. But yeah. being actually immersed in it, mm-hmm. I don't enjoy that at all.
And
that's
I'm not good with climbing mountains. Okay. I almost died climbing up the volcano. I
actually would feel better climbing it than driving
you
it.
You serious?
I'm telling you.
Maybe. I get altitude and then I can't breathe and, you know, the thinness of the air.
Yes.
Like Machu Picchu, I thought I was going to die. And then
right.
Mount Sinana in El Salvador.
I was just going to say, isn't that in
Peru? Yeah, I do all those.
You did those?
Yeah, I almost I did the active volcano. They're like, oh, we're gonna roast marshmallows at the top. And I'm like,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Y'all go on
Iceland.
I tried. Yes, I did this Iceland, year? But I didn't climb any mountains or anything. I swam between the continental shelves in Iceland. That was amazing. Cold because I'm a so that's a great thing that I want to. I love the water. So I love the water. I love the ocean, and I'm a beach snob. So I try to be near the ocean. Any country I go to, I can be near a river. An ocean, a body of water, or something, because it kind of reminds me of home. So I'm going to be on
it.
And I love it. So I always find to pick hotels like close to ocean, you know, a river, a lake. Even in Japan, I stayed on the ocean somewhere, you know, and it was just an amazing experience.
Which part of
Japan? I was actually, it's so weird. Is it called Onjuku?
Yes.
And I never heard about it. And I only stayed there because
It's always like Osaka or Nagoya. Yeah.
No, because I had a timeshare. I have RCI timeshare. And I had a timeshare and it was like $249 for the week.
Okay.
And it was a beachfront.
Lovely.
Glass all around. Da, da, right. I was like, I'm on this, you know. I don't even care where it is. It's in Japan. And that's where I went. And it was so amazing. They had this connection with Mexico. So their mascot was like a Mexican sombrero. And they had tacos
love
and stuff.
It.
Because what happened was a Mexican ship got shipwrecked somewhere close. And the people there brought them in and took care of them and everything. And so they forged this relationship with Mexico.
That is so random. I love it.
Exactly. Like, who knew that in Japan? And that's where I ended up for the whole week.
Lovely.
I was in Japan. And I was just... next to Bhutan, Japan is my favorite country.
Okay. So in descending order, Bhutan, then Japan.
Right.
What you would say next under that?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I never really think about it like that.
I know. You could do it today.
I loved Fiji. I loved Fiji. I just did Fiji also. I loved Fiji. The culture, the food, the people. It was very vibrant and, you know, it was amazing. I loved it.
Awesome. So I have let me just read a text that came in. So it says, and I'm gonna edit this. So this texter wants to know, when you're traveling, are you on any dating apps swiping, yes or no? That's one text, right? And then this other text, and this is from a completely different number,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know how they're doing this, right? But this texter wants to know, and obviously, you know, well, I'm not going to assign anything because you don't know these days. But this texter wants to know which country had the most attractive men. And these are two different texts. So let's do do you do any dating when you're traveling? Are you on any apps? That's the first text. And then the second text was, who had the most handsome men?
So I usually, as a general rule, I don't do any dating when I'm traveling for safety reasons.
I would think so.
But I know people that do. There's a lady that she travels, specifically, she dates in every country she goes on a date. And that's what
Google
she
translates, I guess?
Bahamian? No. She's okay. Bahamian. And I have a friend who also
is that a follow-up show?
No, I have a friend who hooks up when she travels too and she go clubbing and stuff. But she's had some scary incidences.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not about it. I don't drink when I travel persons. If I drink, it's by myself in my room or something like that. Or it's just like
a love your safety
spritzer or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, if I take Ubers and stuff, I usually share it, you know, if I'm really...
Friend. Yeah.
I had some really sketchy Uber rides at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have some safety tips as a single solo traveler. I don't go out at night a lot unless I have like a ride directly there and a ride directly there. Because I had a scary incident in Korea where some crazy men were following me around the night market
Oh my goodness.
like for yeah, quite a while. And then one in Paraguay, I think it was. Uruguay, where this man was following me around and, like, touching himself. It was scary. It was just like, ugh.
Yeah, no. Some of those countries, if you, like, actually read, yeah, it's best to, take some safety. Okay, so sorry, texter.
There was one time that I did go on a dating app when I was in Bermuda.
Okay.
I was
That's pretty safe.
Yeah, it was kind of safe. Yeah. And I had family there. Yes. And the person that I was talking to and connected to, I could verify who they were. Like, I swiped, you know, on a guy, and he went to my cousin's church, and I was like, hey, you know what, this guy, we never actually went out.
Okay.
Because I was not that brave.
Right.
But we were chatting a little bit. That's probably as close as I've gotten to swiping or dating while I was traveling for the most part. I did meet my sperm donor in Belize, so.
I'm sorry. That is, like, Mom, you have to, like, give some sort of signal, because let me tell you, the listeners of this show know me to be a woman of decorum and a woman of extreme, and you are just shattering.
I'm sorry.
I was not prepared, right? I was not ready. So please tell us about this. Which country? Because that'll answer, I guess, the second question that the texter wants to know, because they already double texted.
Right.
Dazzy, you better read this. You said these people threatening me on the show. So... where did you,
he was actually a fellow tourist. I actually saw him on the plane.
Where was he from?
He's from Canada.
Okay. And that seems pretty tame.
Yeah. He's of origin? Tame. Yeah. He's originally from a European country, Denmark, I think. I saw him on the plane.
Right.
Like, okay. All right.
How you doing?
Fine. I didn't say anything. I just look in. I actually took a picture of him.
And what?
I just snuck a picture of him for some reason. Like, he just, like...
It was giving He-Man.
Yeah. Okay. Not really, but I just was drawn to him.
And okay.
And I put it in the back of my head, and I met one of my friends from college, lived in Belize.
Okay.
And so I went to... I love visiting people, and they show me around their place. Yes. I usually have my own hotel, but they'll show me around. So I went out
with her. It's a good boundary. I love
that. Yes. And then... I went to one of these little islands, San Pedro or something.
Okay.
One of the days when she was to work. And I went over there, which is at the bar, and I was like, oh, that's the guy from the plane. Oh my goodness.
Invisible string theory.
Right. So he was there, and we started talking, and we talked and this and that and everything, and we had a lot in common and all that kind of stuff. And we, you know, same kind of gender and everything. And we struck it off. And
yeah.
We came to an agreement.
Okay.
And everything. And then COVID happened. And then.
It's not too late. And I demand you bring.
I know, right?
Bring and the baby.
It's still
bring
on ice.
Bring the baby on the show. It's not too late. So you got all sorts of things to do now. You have, and you shouldn't let me know. Because
I know, right?
I have to write
the book.
Write the book. Get off the baby. There's so many things happening, right? There's like a lot going on, right?
Yeah, because I'm into the co-parenting thing. Unless, if I don't have a husband, like, God, I have to bring my husband. But
I will skip over that.
Yeah, because so I was like...
I will be triggered.
Non-disclosure. Blah, blah,
okay,
blah,
you're
blah.
Doing it that way.
I thought about it, and then I kind of put it on hold, because, you know, it was like, have faith in God. Just trust him. You know, he'll bring along the man. Because I have the money in the account. I have a baby account.
Like, yeah.
I like to have accounts. I have a travel account. When I was getting married, at one point, I had a marriage account.
Right.
You know, wedding account. And stuff like that. So I like to keep my money separate. I like touch them and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
So
the baby account.
The baby account.
Okay. All right. So we have big expectations, literally. And that will be in addition to the book, you know, traveling while pregnant, right?
Oh,
so
I can see it now. Like, I'm like, but I now, I live vicariously. I have my nieces.
Yes.
And I've already traveled with one. I can't wait to take both of them to Disney World. I want to take them to all the Disney World.
So let me tell you. Mm-hmm. When my youngest, when I took her to Disney World, she was like, I shouldn't say this. My OBGYN, he's going to be annoyed. But he knows, because I was calling him like, hi, I need to have the baby. Because, you know, I have a trip planned. Can you please speed this along?
To my defense,
nature prompted it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, see, you know, even the baby's in tune. So she was 4 weeks old.
Wow.
When I took her to Disney World.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought that I was doing obviously, you know, the female members of my family were upset.
Yeah.
But... When I went there, I met women with their 2-week-olds.
Wow.
They're 3 weeks old. Uh-huh. You know, she was not even like the youngest baby.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So, you know, when I have another one, I'm like, yeah, we're going to go. Right. Because it was so easy. it was just so easy to do. So I support that. They have like joggers, and then you have like the little baby wearing thing.
Yeah, and it's free for them to travel and up until free. Age two.
Then so you don't have like, no tickets. Not? So yes. It's a good thing. Yeah, I like
it.
Like,
take them. They're like, they won't remember it. We love pictures. That's okay. Yeah. They'll remember the pictures.
See, I am inspired again. You have inspired me. And I am definitely going to do, I'm going to do that again. Yeah. So I'm inspired. Yeah. Okay. I'm very inspired. Let me know when you go down, right?
We can do this again. Hold your hand.
So here's a text that came in and says, hi, Dazzy. Loving the show. You need to have a part two of this. I have a question for your guest. So this is a type of what I think they're asking is, they want to know, when you travel, how far in advance do you book? So I guess they're asking if you do like a lot of last minute trips, or, you know, how right. do you let the spirit move you, or do you book out a year in advance? I think that's what they're asking.
Yeah, I used to be a book in advance because I had to have vacation time and plan my trip, et cetera. But
for some
now,
places, don't you need like, because I have this as my own question. Don't you need like certain vaccinations maybe, or certain inoculations?
Yeah, against, sometimes. But it's usually you could get them like 2 weeks ahead. Most okay. like yellow fever and those kind
yellow
of things.
Yellow fever,
and
correct.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Right. I have those already. But I used to when I had to. But now that I work for myself and I'm kind of flexible, I don't plan as far in advance. Like, I don't have any trips planned. I didn't have any trips booked for this year as yet. Not one plane ticket I have for this year. Exactly.
For this year?
For this
is the baby year.
Stacey,
I know, right? This is the baby and the book year. Because let me tell you, if you're like me and I did my little stint of bed rest before, you have plenty of time to write. To just go
I'm kind of feeling that in my spirit. The Lord's telling me to rest a while.
Yes.
And that's why I have not been on urge to like book things and do things right
I love
now.
It.
Because I do want to focus on some other goals this year. That was my plan. Like, and I have this 100, that goal, because I have a vision board and I have different goals
love
every
it.
Year. And I usually knock all of them off. And there's some other goals that I want to focus on this year that I need to be more present, you know, at home for.
Yes.
And so I think that's what I'm really going to look at for this year.
I love that. So let's just say, segue a little bit into, because we kind of talked about, you know, what got you started, how traveling was. We got into some tips and tricks, and I want to go a little bit deeper into that, because believe it or not, this time has flown by.
I know, I'm
right?
like, it's almost right now.
When I had the show last week with Kemi, I couldn't believe it. The same thing. The show just flew by, right? Because we had such an engaging conversation, and, you know, it just went like this. And so the hour doesn't even feel like much.
Right.
So if somebody wants to get started, let's just say that they are a travel novice.
Mm-hmm.
What is a low-hanging fruit? And we're not talking about, obviously, the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Atlanta, New York strip, right? That all every Bahamian does, right? We're not talking about that. But what would be a country, and let's do transatlantic, right? Possibly.
Okay.
That would be a good entry-level country that's still foreign, but it's not going to be too taxing in terms of like worrying about your safety, worrying about, you know, tricky things with entry.
Right.
What would you recommend as a good entry level country?
I think London is a great entry
London,
level.
I like that.
Yeah. Not just because I have a British passport.
Right. This accent, madam, is immaculate. Calvaton.
That's the Bridgerton in me.
There we go.
And the crown. But it is, and it's a gateway to so many other countries in Europe, even though the Brits like, and everything.
Yes.
But, and then you have parts of it, not just London City. You can go outside of the city.
You've got Scotland.
Where you're Scotland.
You've got Ireland.
You see Stonehenge and all that kind of stuff. And you can get, and then Wales, you have melting points. Like, London is a big, you know, there's a large Caribbean community. And
melting
you can get
pot.
It's a melting pot of so many different cultures. And I love it. I have family there, so I go to visit them. So usually I try to stop over, you know, because it's like usually a stopover to somewhere else. So I'll stop over for like a day or two towards another trip, you know, and then you can take the train anywhere. Like just go all over the place. I
Absolutely.
Love London, and it's cheap. Once you're in Europe, it's so cheap to travel through.
To kind of just bounce around.
Oh yeah.
I love that as an answer. So yeah, that's a very good answer. So yeah, start in London.
And they have direct flights from Nassau, so you don't have to go through the States. If you have issues with visa and that kind of thing for people.
Right.
I don't have that issue, but I have Esther and Global Entry. But unfortunately, some people do.
I know a couple of people,
Yeah,
they do
so
have
they
that
can
issue.
Go straight. And then it's a direct flight, so you don't have to, you know, less travel
and
time, et cetera.
Right, so. And it's a great big world. So, you know, they can go ahead and travel. But I will tell you, there's no place like home.
There is.
And when you were abroad in school, did you also travel to this magnitude or is this?
No,
what do you mean no?
I didn't start traveling until I was like 30. Like really
so
late.
When you were in school, you see
I went
that?
And that's the thing. And I regret it to this day. That's one of the things I regret. That
yes.
when I was in college and I did all through my PhD, which I didn't finish, but that's a goal. That's another one of those
you
goals
got plenty
I need
time,
to
honey.
Do.
You're going
to
be on bed rest. Self-imposed. if you're smart.
I know. So I just wanted to come home every break. I want to go home. And I had friends who were from India, from different places. They're like, come with me. And
no, you got to get your Kong salad and junk food fixed.
Well, not Kong salad, but my junk food and stuff like that, you know. And I was just wanted to come home. Every break, I wanted to come home. Yes. And there were so many places I could have gone. There were trips for school. I could have gone to the Amazon and those kind of things and study abroad and, you know, and those. And I didn't take advantage of those opportunities. And I encourage students, if you have those opportunities when you're in college, take it. Because that's the time to do it. Because it's usually super cheap as students. And you can slum it for a little while. And I had scholarships. I was on scholarships. So it wasn't like I was hurting for money.
Right.
And I was working, you know, because I was always, you know, it was great. So just travel as much as you can when you can.
I love that as an ending point. And guess what? We are out of time. What? I cannot believe it. And I had such a good time with you. If you are just tuning in, you missed an incredible show, but there is hope there's going to be a replay. I'm going to go ahead and post the links on Beyond the Rock on Facebook. We had an amazing show. Yes. Stacey, thank you so much. We were talking to Stacey, and she is a world traveler, a CEO, and she was giving us a lot of insights on being a Bahamian that is pretty much just traveling abroad, going to see every country on this planet. And then once you're out of countries on the planet, are we going to do a little space exploration?
We can go to Mars. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Someone ring Elon. Let him know you're ready. But yeah, thank you so very much. We are flat out of time.
Wow.
But thank you so much. This was an incredible conversation. I appreciate it so much. And thank you, texters who support the show, who go ahead and message me. And I have some great shows coming up. You don't want to miss this. So thank you so much. This is Dazzy here signing off on Beyond the Rock. And I will talk to you next time. Be safe out there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.